This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Another great day in Trump land, the day before basically the holiday begins, even though Thursday is July 4th and it's only Tuesday. Tomorrow is kind of the Christmas Eve of July 4th, right? It's the eve of the big holiday. Everybody starts to get away. I get away tomorrow. We've got Lee Elsie filling in capably and ably and wonderfully from New London, Connecticut. Our East Coast affiliates out there, WJJF-FM, our East Coast superstation, and they are with us at all times. We love them. And altogether, they own five stations throughout Connecticut, and Wayne Root Show is on all five stations, so that's pretty cool. Also want to tell you some breaking news. Also want to tell you about my latest commentary that comes out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. Of course, I'll be gone tomorrow, and I'll be gone Thursday, so you won't be able to hear it then, but you can hear it right now because I wrote it this morning. So here it is, the worst Independence Day villains in all of America. Happy Independence Day, because my column does come out on Thursday, July 4th. It is Independence Day. So, happy Independence Day. What a great time to be an American. Despite all the hate speech by radical Democrats, we're still the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God, and the greatest economy by a mile, and the greatest military by a mile, and the country that welcomes the most immigrants by a mile. No other country even comes close. So what's the problem? Why the hate and self-loathing coming from Democrats and liberal groups? Did you watch the Democratic presidential debates? The radical extremism on stage was sickening. Democrats live in a bubble, a communist bubble. All they care about is illegal aliens and open borders. All they talk about is decriminalizing illegal immigration and giving free health care to illegals and aborting babies until the moment of birth and handing out abortion funding to transgender men and taking away our private health insurance and allowing terrorists and mass murderers to vote and taxing the working people of America to death in order to hand out everything free to welfare bums and illegal aliens. It's a freak show of hatred towards common sense, morality, and patriotism. So let's keep score of just a few liberal villains on Independence Day. Beto O'Rourke was busy campaigning for president this past week. In Mexico. What job is he campaigning for? President of Mexico? What an insult to Americans. Maybe Mexico will keep him. Build the wall to keep Beto out forever. Hasta la vista, Beto. Then there's the liberal lies of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC. She's toured a border detention facility. Toured. She took a tour of a border detention facility and lied about everything. She called the facilities concentration camps. She claims illegal aliens are forced to drink from toilets. She claims border agents treated her terribly. Her concentration camp lie has been called out as horrific by Jewish leaders, by the U.S. Holocaust Museum, and Israel's Yad Vashem. 93-year-old Holocaust survivor Edward Mossberg is calling for AOC to be removed from Congress. Shame. Border Patrol Union head Brandon Judd says video from cameras at the facility that AOC toured will prove she is a liar. He is demanding release of the video footage. He says it will prove she was treated with dignity and respect by agents. While witnesses claim AOC was actually the aggressor, she was rude and confrontational with border agents. Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, president of the Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, says he toured the same facility as AOC and found a drastically different situation and was shocked at the misinformation of the crisis at the border. But I saved the worst for last. Nike caved to pressure by pitchman Colin Kaepernick to cancel an American flag themed sneaker. Kaepernick was offended by the flag. Great timing for Independence Day, don't you think? In response, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has directed Arizona's Commerce Authority to cancel all financial incentives for a planned Nike manufacturing plant in Arizona. Bravo! Trust me, this is just a small start. Nike will never be the same. In the middle of all this hatred for America, President Trump just announced he and the RNC have raised a stunning $105 million in second quarter fundraising. Trump has $1 million cash on hand. Now do you understand why? The Democratic Party is dead for 2020 and doesn't even know it. Yet. Now there's something to celebrate on July 4th. My commentary coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and syndicated around the country, the worst Independence Day villains in America. And so here's a great article from just an hour ago. Get woke, go broke. Americans are boycotting Nike after the company stopped selling offensive American flag-themed shoes. The American people have had enough of Nike and Colin Kaepernick's hatred towards this country. This time, Nike has decided to stop selling a special edition 4th of July themed shoe because the Betsy Ross American flag on the shoe was offensive to Colin Kaepernick, the communist with the $150 million football contract. Patriots who love this great country responded on Twitter by launching the Boycott Nike hashtag. Watch video here for the full outrageous story, and then there's a video about it, and you can find that all at thegatewaypundit.com, one of our favorite websites. Here's a story about the Hispanic pastor saying the tour of the same facility visited by AOC, and he found something drastically different. So the pastor said her comments about the Border Patrol detention facility left him full of indignation. Even as a veteran of immigration advocacy in the U.S., I was shocked at the misinformation, Reverend Samuel Rodriguez told Fox News. The pastor serves as president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference and senior pastor of the New Seasons Christian Worship Center in Sacramento, California. Rodriguez places the blame for the broken immigration system that led to the current border crisis on consecutive White House administrations and especially in Congress, both Republicans and Democrats. But he said, we found no soiled diapers, no deplorable conditions, no lack of basic necessities. And if border agents staged the facility in response to negative press, he asked them, did you stage it? They unequivocally denied it. We were witnessing the identical conditions the attorneys saw when they toured the facility days earlier. He went on to say some sources from whom the negative coverage originated never toured the areas of the facility we toured. He speculated they might have political motivations. And then he turned his attention to the men and women who serve as Border Patrol agents. He said many of them are Latinos. He relayed a comment from an agent who said to him, Pastor Sam, what they're saying about us is completely false. We care about the kids. We have a passion for our calling. How do you like that? This guy's been an advisor to Obama and to Bush and to Trump. He's a fair man. He's a fair pastor. He's a Christian. He's Hispanic. And he knows Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a liar, as well as Representative Joaquin Castro, Democrat of Texas. He says border agents are desensitized to the point of being dangerous to migrants. Meanwhile, Ocasio-Cortez said they were drinking from toilets. Liar. Liar. Here's a photo of it. It's just like a prison cell. You have the toilet on the bottom. You have the sink on the top where you drink from. It's what all prisons look like. These are illegal aliens who entered the country. They're not drinking out of toilets. A recently surfaced photo shows what appears to be a basic detention center toilet unit with an attached sink and fountain. And an agent who was present at the time of the congresswoman's visit added context to her remarks, casting doubts on her harrowing claims. She said officers were keeping women in cells with no water and told them to drink out of the toilets. This was them on their good behavior in front of members of Congress. Wow. And then she said CBP, which is Customs Patrol officers, were being physically and sexually threatening towards me. That's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said. Officers were keeping women in cells with no water, told them to drink out of toilets. Wow. Then she said, now I've seen these facilities, not just the kids, it's everyone. People drinking out of toilets, officers laughing in front of members of Congress, brought it up to their superiors. They said the officers were under stress and act out sometimes. No accountability. So a photo has surfaced with a picture of the toilets at migrant centers taken from court filings and other inspections of detention facilities. They appear to be one whole unit, a toilet with a sink and a fountain at the top. She's a sick, sick woman. Sick, sick woman. All lies and distortions. Video confirms AOC, another article, video confirms AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and liberal media were complicit in staging the crying hoax in an empty parking lot. It's a picture of a fence, and AOC's on one side crying, looking towards the fence. There's obviously migrants on the other side, except it's a giant empty parking lot, and they cut the photo to show only her crying up against the fence without showing any immigrants or migrants on the other side, because there were no immigrants or migrants on the other side. Listen to what she says. She posted the sad photos to her Twitter page. I'll never forget this because it was the moment I saw with my own eyes that the America I love was becoming a nation that steals refugee children from their parents and caged them. More kids died after this. To date, no one's been held accountable. We must save the kids. And then the picture is shown with the real angle. She's crying in an empty fence with Border Patrol agents on the other side. Do you understand what a fraud she is? She should be arrested right now for fraud. She's a traitor to the United States of America. What a joke. All right, some good breaking news. A jury finds Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher not guilty of war crimes. I'll get to that when we get back. Congratulations, Eddie Gallagher. My prayers are answered. Good for you. And then there's more news about President Trump raising $105 million. That's more than Obama's re-election campaign. And then we got some bad news. Really bad news. The DOJ says the census will be printed without the citizenship question, even as the latest poll release shows a supermajority of Americans support the question being part of the census. The people don't matter. What we believe don't matter. They'll just keep stealing the country because one corrupt Supreme Court judge, Justice John Roberts, joined with all the corrupt communists on the left of the Supreme Court, and they voted 5-4 to screw the people. You don't care what the people think. You're giving the nation away. You just don't give a damn. You gave a middle finger to all of us. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Alaroot a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175. Or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
War now! Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Cliff Lawrence is my comedian who writes all my jokes. He writes for the late-night TV shows. He is so funny. I don't know one man could have a brain that works like this. He is so good. So good. So the war on terror, three ISIS soldiers were arrested in Australia for plotting terror attacks. The men were allegedly recruiting suicide kangaroos. That's very funny. A suspicious package mailed to Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park, California, tested negative for the deadly poison sarin. A manhunt is on for the culprit, who is facing 25 years in Facebook jail. Mark your calendar. Thursday is the 4th of July, celebrating America's independence from the British government. Ironically, at least half our country is now dependent on the American government. And then finally, according to Consumer Product Safety Commission, 50% of imported fireworks are defective. And to be sure the fireworks you're buying are safe, always look for the Made in China label. That's funny. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Wait, I got to add one more because you can't go without this one. Continental Congress President John Hancock was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. And 235 years later, his famous signature mysteriously appeared on Barack Obama's birth certificate. Very good, Cliff. Very funny. Cliff Lawrence, our comedian with the mostest here at the Wayne Allen Root Show, writes us humor at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. He is hilarious. I was at the 50th wedding anniversary of him and his wife, Claire, on Saturday night here in Las Vegas. What a great show. What a great event. All the biggest entertainers in Vegas were there, some of whom have won Emmys and Clios and all kinds of great stuff. So thanks for inviting me, Cliff, and sharing your special night with me. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land, this is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser, unlike 99% of Republicans in the United States of American Congress and House and Senate and the Supreme Court. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoll, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. They're a stock, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. It means you can make some money with them. If you like the story and you believe in them, you can buy some stock, and when they make money, you make money. But make your own educated decision. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is the website. WayneRoot at gmail.com is my email. Email me anytime, and you can find me at Twitter, at RealWayneRoot. So, great headline. Arizona blocks Nike after Kaepernick complaint sparks sneaker ban. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, it's a week after Nike appeared to bow to Chinese authorities' demands. I didn't even know that. Hadn't even heard that. Halting the sale of a range of sports shoes in China after its Japanese designer showed support for Hong Kong protests in an Instagram post. Wow. So Nike gave in to China because a Japanese designer showed support for the protests going on in Hong Kong. Millions of people protesting against China who, you know, basically imprisons people and tortures them and murders them if they don't like them, puts them in re-education camps. And they're protesting on the streets of Hong Kong. He takes their side, which is the right thing to do. And Nike gets scared because they can lose all their Chinese business. They give in. Now they get scared because Colin Kaepernick is offended by an American flag on a new sneaker out for July 4th called the Air Max 1 USA in celebration of the July 4th holiday. The heel of the shoe features a U.S. flag with 13 white stars in a circle, a design created during the American Revolution and commonly referred to as the Betsy Ross flag. Wow. Nike shipped the shoes to retailers, then asked for all of them to be returned. They aren't available on Nike's apps or websites. Wow. Mr. Kaepernick, a Nike endorser, reached out to the company saying he and others felt the Betsy Ross flag is an offensive symbol because of its connection to the era of slavery. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, great stuff. He said Nike was expected to build a new multi-million dollar plant in the Phoenix suburb of Goodyear. The facility would employ more than 500 workers within 5 years of opening. And you know what Ducey did? He said, you know, we were going to give you some incentives. I'm pulling them all away. Have a nice life. We don't need you in Arizona. We got a good economy without you in Arizona. So if you don't want to come, don't come. I've ordered the Arizona Commerce Authority to withdraw all dollars provided for this company to locate here. Good job, Arizona.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she was shocked after visiting a detention center in Clint, Texas. The freshman lawmaker has compared these centers to concentration camps and now claims that there are women being told by officers to drink out of toilets. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He responds to those claims on Fox News.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez put herself in a corner. She had already condemned these facilities. She said they were concentration camps. She called Border Patrol agents Nazis. I think she was looking for issues. She was looking for things that she could make bigger than what they actually were.
On Tuesday, the Trump administration began printing the 2020 census forms without a citizenship question, and the U.S. will play for the Women's World Cup title after beating England 2-1. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, here on USA Radio Network. And I wanted to mention a very special offer from our sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. You know I've talked about them so often on the show that I get more fan mail about them than any other product I've ever had on the show because they've got a product that is basically alkaline structured silver, and they've got a bottle of liquid, they've got a gel, they've got mouthwash, they've got soap, they've got the lozenges I've taken for 3.5 years, never got sick, never lost my voice in all these thousands of hours on the air. They are a miracle for me, and I got rid of my brain fog, I got rid of my leaky gut syndrome, all great stuff. But here's the deal you want to listen to. It's a special promotion for July 4th, because they are a patriotic company. Unlike Nike, they support Wayne Allen Root Show, they support conservative values, and they love the 4th of July, and they want to celebrate the 4th of July. So use a special promo code, ROOT50, as in Wayne Allen Root, ROOT, R-O-O-T, 50, for the next 2 weeks, and you get 50% off. 50% off their products for the next 2 weeks. To celebrate July 4th, call them at 866-660-9868. You've been waiting around saying, I want to get the products, but, you know, they're a little expensive, they're too expensive for me, or I'm a little broke, I can't spend the money. Whatever your excuse was, now's the time to call 50% off to celebrate July 4th. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and make sure you use the promo code ROOT50. ROOT 50, and you get 50% off. All right, let's head back to our guest, Tom Joyce, freelance writer, columnist for the Washington Examiner, and he's got a column today on the very topic I really, you know, spent the entire start of the show ranting about. I call it my root rant, and man, was I ranting, because I am so angry. I want to destroy Nike. I want to burn their factories down. I want to put them out of business. I want to destroy their stock. I want to burn every Nike product I've ever owned in my life in a public demonstration on the Vegas Strip. I'm so angry. I want them out of business. Tom Joyce, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, how's it going, Wayne? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this Nike thing, I mean, it was bad enough when they hired Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a year, year and a half ago. I freaked out over that. And I said they could really hurt their stock and really hurt their sales. And I have no idea whether they really did hurt their sales or not. At one point, stock was down, then it was back up again. So it seemed like everybody took it in stride. I think this is much, much bigger. And I think this time they really will badly hurt themselves, their stock, their sales, their company's future. I think they made a gigantic mistake. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was a huge mistake. It's the 4th of July. They're supposed to be celebrating patriotism. The Betsy Ross flag is one of the first American flags ever. It represents the brave men who died in the Revolutionary War against the British to make this country even exist, to have a country founded on the ideals of the Enlightenment, life, liberty, religious tolerance, pursuit of happiness, property rights, all that. Just great Western democracies. It represents the beginning of all of that, and years, a couple hundred years of growth. I know this country has had, you know, some rough patches in the past. I know Colin Kaepernick's big concern was that, you know, slavery existed in the 18th century. But then again, it's a historical. This is something that represents the history of this country. Our country is not perfect in that regard, but at the same time, it represents the good. We're not looking at it in a negative light. People love this country. It's a great country to live in, and we're getting better, you know, each and every day. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that Nike would try to act as if the American flag, of all things, is offensive.
Well, Arizona did the right thing. I guess you have a column today in the Washington Examiner, and Arizona did the right thing. The question is, you know, there must be at least 35, 38 states in this country controlled by Republican governors, Republican legislators. We dominate. Are there going to be more who do it? Why would it be just Arizona? We need to send a message from every state. Of course, not every state is building a Nike plant, so not every state can say that, but they can all issue proclamations saying that we want to boycott Nike. I mean, I just think it's time for states to get involved who are led by enlightened Republican governors.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was happy to see that today. Even say it wasn't even Nike, just the fact that why are we giving these, you know, multi-billion-dollar corporations these taxpayer handouts, giving them waiving $1 million in fees, you know, for them to get started up, and then the city would be giving Nike $1 million as sort of a reimbursement or a goodwill gesture for the fact that they just happen to put a company there. We shouldn't be bending over backwards for these companies. They should, you know, adhere to the same rules as everyone else. I don't like the idea of having a society where the government picks the winners and losers in the market. That is cronyist. That is very corrupt. I want a free market. And at the same time, yeah, no one should be giving these special deals to Nike of all places, you know, place that outsources all of its labor, seems to not really appreciate American values at times. They profit off the backs, you know, sweatshop labor across the world and don't really hire that many American people, unfortunately.
Let me ask you a question, Tom. You wrote a column today that says the problem is not woke capitalism, it's cronyism. What does that mean?
Woke capitalism is these companies with these progressive values. They do it to pander to people. Or as I say, it's the politicians at times that need to take a stand up against this stuff, and they should not have their crony capitalism where they're cutting deals with these businesses, giving them special privileges over, say, someone who wants to start a small business up, you know, a working person who works hard and just wants to have the opportunity in the market. And at the same time, I get it. A company like Nike can be irritating, and I absolutely, totally understand why people are pissed off at them at this point. But, I mean, I think these governments need to step, you know, kind of step in and say, hey, we're not bending over backwards for you anymore.
All right. And what's, you know, what is your solution to all this? In other words, there are 63 million plus people who voted for Donald Trump. I would assume if all 63 million now say we're never buying another product from Nike and we're burning our Nike products, Nike would have a problem. But maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. Tell me I'm right or wrong here.
Honestly, I think they're writing off a big portion of the country with this sort of stuff. I mean, we saw it with the NFL, the national anthem kneeling protest over, you know, two seasons of Colin Kaepernick starting that. TV ratings went down about 17 percentage points, and that wasn't all because of the anthem, but, you know, 25-50% based off the polls we saw. So it was bad for business. And, yeah, this is the beauty of the free market. If people do not want to purchase Nike goods, they don't have to. And Nike will see, I think Nike could really see their, you know, wallet hit hard by something like this, because people love this country, and to say that the symbol of our country, of our great history over the past, you know, more than 200 years, is just downright insulting to so many hardworking Americans who have worked hard to make this country as great as it is.
Yeah, you know, the deal is that I think the first one where they hired Colin was bad enough. I mean, I think that was bad, but I think this is 1,000 levels worse, and I'll tell you why. Hiring somebody is one thing. His claim was always, Colin Kaepernick, that, you know, all of these guys claimed that they were kneeling because they were mad about the way black people are treated in America. It really had nothing to do with the flag, per se. And my argument was, well, of course it has to do with the flag. Why are you kneeling during the flag? So, of course, you know, if you didn't kneel during the anthem, then of course it has to do with the flag. But now when you're letting the same guy determine corporate policy, and you're letting him denigrate the flag, and you're letting him say a flag represents slavery and it offends me, this is 1,000 times worse, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm honestly sympathetic to the idea of criminal justice reform, being someone who believes in small government. But at the same time, Kaepernick's initial claim was that it wasn't about the flag. But now it obviously is about the flag, and he seems upset about the American flag, or at least one version of
an old version of the American flag, yeah. You know, but so one could argue, let's have a little open argument here. Sure. One could, I understand what he's saying. He's saying, I'm black, and by the way, he's only half black. So he's half white, so I'm not quite sure, you know, why being half black and half white means everything is about black, black, black. Same thing I always argued about Obama. Obama's half white. I mean, is the only thing that matters one half of you? He had a white mother that raised him. Why isn't America equal? Why don't you love both sides of your family? Isn't America about everybody? White, black, yellow, green, in between? It seems like everything for liberals about black, 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 black. But here's what I'll say. I get it. I get it. There was slavery at the beginning of America. I get it. So I can see how a person of color would be upset. If the same country had not let hundreds of thousands of white soldiers die to free the slaves, if that country had not been the greatest country in world history to help black people, if that country was not founded with that flag, that was the founding flag of America, basically, that represented the colonies at the time, that represented freedom for the first time in the history of the world. The country was founded based on freedom. These are people who just don't understand what America stands for, is my point.
Oh, absolutely. This is a country that was founded on the ideas of the Enlightenment, as I said earlier. This isn't a country that's based off of race or creed. This is a country where if you are here, you know, you are an American, you put into the system, we want what's best for you. We're all one family in the United States, and everyone really wants what's best for every group of people, men, women, black, white.
Well, not everyone. I mean, that's the problem, Tom. I mean, I think Republicans like us, conservatives like us, want what's best for everyone, white, black, or otherwise. But it sure seems like people on the left don't want what's best for everyone. They only care about people of color, and they stomp on us for being white. They hate someone for being white and male and straight and older. I mean, it's the most incredible racism and prejudice and bias I've ever seen. There's a hatred, an underlying hatred towards anybody who isn't a person of color. I don't see how that's not racist, but in any case, Tom Joyce, freelance writer, columnist for the Washington Examiner. Appreciate your viewpoint. Great to have you on. Thanks for the column today, and we'll catch you again soon. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3, starting at 5 o'clock here on the left coast, 8 o'clock on the east coast, 8 p.m., is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. On Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the calls are filled. The phone lines are filled. That's really strange this time of day. It's not very usual, so I'm going to grab the calls while I can. I want to mention real quickly an event that's coming up, by the way, on July 18th. At the Emerald at Queensridge. So this is, look, anybody listening on the USA Radio Network, anywhere in the country, you could fly into Vegas and come to this very special event and meet me and meet Candace Owens. Candace Owens is this great African-American, beautiful gal who is fighting, she's the founder of Blexit, who's fighting to bring black Americans over to the Republican Party, and she's great. And she has sold out events wherever she goes in the United States, and she'll be introduced by, and the opening speech by, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. The event is July 18th, but if you live in Vegas, obviously, every one of you within earshot of me should come out to the event. We'll all have a lot of fun together. July 18th, the Emerald at Queensridge, located in Summerlin. The event coordinator is T.K. Crabb, great lady. She put it all together. She's the same lady that got us Texas Governor Abbott to Las Vegas 2 months ago, now Candace Owen. The sponsor is Win-Win Real Estate, and they will be welcoming Candace Owens to Las Vegas. The event is called Wayne Allyn Root Welcomes Candace Owens to Las Vegas. And we will all have a lot of fun together. VIP doors open at 5:30 for photo ops with Candace Owen, and then hors d'oeuvres. And at 7 o'clock, doors open for the regular tickets, and the event starts at 7:15 p.m. on the 18th of July. Go to Eventbrite and type in an evening with Candace Owens. Eventbrite.com, B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite. Type in an evening with Candace Owens and click on tickets and put in the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, and voila, you will join us for a great evening. Candace Owens and Wayne Rooch, all together at Emerald at Queens Ridge, located in Summerlin. It is on July 18th, and the speech begins at about 7:15 p.m. by yours truly. So a lot of fun to be had. What a wild week that'll be for me, because Freedom Fest is in town. So on Wednesday night, July 17th, I won't be on the radio because I'll be opening speaker of the entire Freedom Fest in front of about 2,500 people. I'll be opening the event for, I think, like the sixth time in the last 8 years. And then on Thursday, July 18th, I'll be at this event with Candace Owens. And then on the morning of Friday, July 19th, Candace Owens and I are teaming up in the biggest debate of Freedom Fest to debate open borders and illegal immigration. It's Candace Owens and Wayne Root together debating against a couple of open border liberals and libertarian people who have lost their minds. Anyway, we'll have all of that week. So you should go to Freedom Fest. You should go to this wonderful evening with Candace Owens, and we'll all have a lot of fun. All right, let's get to some calls. Let's take Kevin in Long Island. Kevin, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about this whole fiasco about the great original flag of the Patriots that they fought under, and this idiotic move by this idiotic person. He's a footnote in history. And what happens to footnotes? They get stepped on. And, I'm sorry. He just put himself there, and so we all step on him. And in regards to Nike products, they're not that good. I'm a sportsman. I bought them, and they fall apart, and they're just not that good. And after this, I'll never buy another Nike product ever.
Well, you know what's interesting when you say they fall apart? It's because they're made by little Vietnamese children for a dollar a week. So, you know, Nike is over here acting like they are the arbiter of what's good and bad and evil and great in the world. And meanwhile, they've got slave labor in Vietnam and China making their sneakers. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke, the hypocrisy of Nike. And don't forget the report I just had earlier in the show that Nike, the minute the communist government of China got mad at them for somebody saying something they didn't like about the protests in Hong Kong, boom, Nike did whatever China wanted. So China tortures and murders people and ruins people's lives by exposing them to communism, and Nike does anything China wants, but God forbid we show an American flag on a sneaker and one man is offended by it as a communist loser and Nike loses their mind. Isn't that interesting? Very interesting. Kevin, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take JD in Las Vegas, line 3. JD, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Wayne, you know, it's fine. I think you're up for it. If you remember, we went after that judge in Massachusetts, and
yes,
he gave out the number, and we got her. They went after Bill O'Reilly's advertisers and a lot of Fox advertisers. I remember back in 2010, I used to buy Anderson milk products here for 33 years. He came out, the owner came out for Harry Reid. I called him up and told him, I'm not buying any more of your product. Can I have it? It's 7-9 years. MGM Grand, the same thing when he came out for Harry Reid. I called up his secretary and told her the same thing. I even go back to the Nebraska Cornhusker kickback with Harry Reid. I've been buying Omaha Steaks for 30-some years. I called up the president of Omaha Steaks and said, if you don't put pressure on that Ben, whatever his name was, the senator from Nebraska, I'm not buying your meats anymore. And that's what we have to do. We have to be vocal, and we have to call out every one of these sponsors. And I would start off with all the national news organizations and their sponsors. And maybe, just me, I haven't been to California in 5 years because I'm not going to give them any of my taxes for the hotels or the food restaurants. And if we start with the news sponsors on the nightly news, maybe they might just get the message, Wayne. We have to call a national boycott.
All right, so I'm with you. So here's what I want you to do. You're always my compiler of information. JD is the man who gets me all the information I need. So call me back in the next hour and let me know what the phone number is for Nike headquarters, emails, phone numbers, and let's let our voices be heard, okay? Thank you, JD. Really appreciate it. We'll get the word out there to make sure all of us, all the conservative warriors who listen to this show, give Nike a piece of our mind. And it's time for a nationwide boycott. We'll be right back. War Now. RootForAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.